Okay, picking back up in Hilchos Kriyashma, Parak Aleph, Halacha Ches. So we're going to go through some other halachas regarding Kriyashma. So here the Rambam says in Halacha Ches, Hiktim bracha shniya lebracha rishona, bein bayom bein balayla, bein lefanea, bein laachareya, yatsa lefi she'ein seda bebrachos. Well, that's an important idea, because if you ever study the thematic stream of the Birchos Kriyashma, so you see that the first chunk talks about, let's say, God as the creator. And then the second part talks about God's relationship to the Jewish people. That's through Avas Olam. And then post-Kriyashma talks about Geula, which leads us into Shemon Esrei. So it's interesting that the halacha is that even if you flipped the order, it would still be fine, because it would seem like there is an ideal way to do it, but you're still Yotze if you didn't follow the Seder. However, b'shacharis pasach yotzer or v'siyam ma'ariv aravim lo yatsa. Okay, but however, let's say during shacharis I said yotzer or, and then I ended off right by the bracha before kriyashma saying ma'ariv aravim lo yatsa, right? Or pasach b'ma'ariv aravim v'siyam yotzer or yatsa. Okay, you'll explain to you in a second what the idea is. V'erev pasach b'ma'ariv aravim v'siyam yotzer or lo yatsa pasach yotzer or v'siyam ma'ariv aravim yatsa. Shekol brachos holchos achar chasimasa. So that's another important point. The themes that exist in the brachos of Kriyashma and Shacharis and Maariv do have a lot of overlap. So thematically, even if you started off with A instead of B, there's enough crossover that it will be permitted. The problem is the chasima. Okay, the end bracha must be the one that it must be part of the tefillah it belongs to. So for the one for Shacharis, it's going to be by Yotzer Or, and the one by Maariv is Maariv or Avim. So if you say the wrong chasima, that nullifies the situation of going out of order. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Okay, now comes the Zmanim, the times for Kriyashma. Okay, and this is also very well known. Quite often in shuls, especially shuls that daven Maariv before Tzeis, which we'll get to down the road, when you daven Maariv before Tzeis, you run into a serious question of fulfilling your obligation of Zman Kriyashma. So that's why often it is announced, and if not, it should be announced by every gabbai or rav of the shul to remind people to say Kriyashma again, right, after nightfall, because they didn't really fulfill their chiyuv. So it's a critical point. So in Halacha Tes he says, Ezu Zman Kriyashma Balaila, Mitzvasa Mishas Yitzias Chachavim Ad Chatzi Laila. So the Zman starts from Tzeis, when the stars come out, until Chatzos, okay? Vim Avar V'Ichar V'Kara Ad Shelo Ala Amud HaShachar, so if a person said Kriyashma, the nighttime obligation of Kriyashma after Chatzos, he's still Yotzei as long as he says it before dawn. Okay, because the only reason why they made Chatzos is they didn't want a person to mess up. But the key point, though, is that the mitzvah doesn't come into existence until Tzeis HaKochavim. There's no way around that. And of course, I mean, there's a lot of literature to support the idea of davening Maariv before Tzeis, but ideally, it would seem like a Maariv minyan should only take place after the stars come out. That is really the best time to do it. Of course, the problem today is that once people are in shul for mincha, right, so to have them actually wait, you know, 30-some-odd minutes or 20 minutes after mincha for when the stars come out would be, actually 30 minutes or more, would be something that people just can't do, which is unfortunate. But certainly in the ideal halachic system, Maariv should take place after the stars come out. Okay. An halacha yud. Now let's say hakora kriyashma shel arvis achar shiyala amud hashachar koda manitzachama lo yatsa dechovasa. All right. Now there's a period of time in the day which is from dawn to sunrise. So just like from sunset to the stars coming out is a time of sort of like bina shmashos, meaning it depends on which perspective, but it's not quite night or day, meaning it has qualities of both day and night in it. So too the period of time midurabanan, from dawn to the sun rising, also has those same qualities, okay? Midoraisa, the day starts at sunrise. But midorabanan, already when there's dawn, when there's already some light in the sky, so the idea of it being pure night ceases to exist. If I said Kriyashma in that period of time, between dawn and the sun rising, I have not fulfilled my obligation. Ela imkin haya anos, could go in shikar chola kriyotzebhan. Right? Va'anos shikar b'ezeh in omrash kivena. So it's only if I'm under duress, or I'm, what do you call it, or I'm, let's say, I am intoxicated, or I'm sick, etc. So in those situations, I would be allowed to rely on that. And Va'anos, what it called? Someone who's under duress saying this, right? He says that he doesn't say Hashkivenu. So the key thing here is that there is still one more period of time where Chazal allow you to say Kriya Shema only if it's a situation of anus. Okay, otherwise a person shouldn't do that. But again, it's definitely the right time to say it is the time you're supposed to say it is when after the stars come out. Now in Alacha Yud Aleph comes daytime. Okay, so he says Ve'ezuhu Zmana Biyom. Okay, so what's the time of Kriya Shema in the day? Mitzvasa Shiyascha Likros Kodem Hanitzachama. So you should start reading it. Okay, before the sun rises. Kidei Shiyigmor Likros Levarach Bracha Chorna Imanitzachama. So you should recite Gaal Yisrael, meaning the end of Birchos Kriya Shema. It should end with the sun rising. So as someone who's daven Vasikin for, I don't know, 20 some odd years, 25 years, I can tell you that it's about approximately 1.5 minutes from from the time you finish Kriya Shema until Gal Yisrael, if you're in a minyan. That's approximately the amount of time it takes from Hashem Elokeichem Emes until you get to Gal Yisrael. So you should end with the sun rising. That is the way it was set up. Okay, that it's again to emphasize the way it was set up to say Kriya Shema in the morning. It was set up that a person should mitzvasa that they should begin reading it before Hanetz, and then time it so that the last bracha, the recitation of the last bracha, right, comes with the sun rising, and of course then comes Shemon Esrei. V'shir zeh kamo isur sha'a kodem shtala shemesh. That's about a tenth of an hour before the sun rises. V'im icher v'kara kriya shma achar shtala shemesh yatsa dechovaso. Right now, listen to that language. If a person waited, pushed it off, right, and read kriya shma after sunrise, you still fulfill your obligation. Sheonasa at so shal shos beyond the misha avar v'icher. Because the time of it is until 3 hours into the day for somebody who, again, listen to his language, who allowed it to pass, okay, and was late. So the way the Rambam structures the Misa Kriya Shema in the day, and it's not just the Rambam, I mean, this is something you'll find from all Gaonim all the way down to modern-day Poskim. It's clear the mitzvah was set up. You say it right before the sun rises, and then obviously Daven Shemon Esrei when the sun rises, right? And he's almost saying, if you happen to miss that time, again, meaning you missed the ideal time to do it, you still fulfill your obligation, but that's certainly not the best way to do it. That's without question. So for people who like waking up late, bad news. You're always doing Kriya Shema in the Rambam's eyes, so to speak, as b'di'eved. Certainly not l'chachila. And it was set up to be done in a way where it's right before Hanetz. Now, in Alach Yud Beis, he says, Misha hikdim v'kara Kriya Shema shel shachar is achar shiyalim abon ha-shachar. Okay, now let's say someone says Kriya Shema of shachar is before, dawn. Afa pi shehishtim kodem shetanei tzachama yatzadei chavasa. So even though he finished it, let's say it was a long Kriya Shema, he finished it before the sun rose, right? He still yotzei is chiyav, okay? V'shaz etchach, go and shayim mashkim latzei sederach kor l'chachila misha ala amun ha-shachar. Now, in a time of duress, okay, Shas Tchak, like for instance, he has to wake up early to travel, okay, then he can say it even after Alos, even after dawn. But that's an important point because Minyanim today have, there's a lot of Minyanim that start davening very, very early and actually end their davening sometimes right after the sun rises, meaning they've said their Shemon Esrei before Hanetz, and certainly they've said Kriya Shema way before Hanetz. Definitely after Alos, but it's still pretty early. So again, that's also not an ideal. Even though he says you're supposed to say it before Hanetz, that doesn't mean you should do it that much earlier. The key thing about Kriya Shema is that Kriya Shema, I mean, again, let's keep this in mind. You're saying Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, acknowledging, right, that you're starting to say it before, right, the Do'oraisa Yom, right? Because you're saying it before sunrise, right? So you have that zone of dawn until then. So what he's saying is that as long as you do it after Amud HaShachar, you're good to go, right? Meaning that because you said it after that period of time, it could still be L'chatchila. But of course, what should you do? You should do it as close as possible to Hanetz, meaning you're not penalized in this situation for Shas Tchak. And the other one, right, by Marv, that's where you get penalized. But here you don't, okay? Okay, so then he says in Alach Yud Gimel, Hakore achar shalosh shaos biyom. Okay, if you read Kriya Shema after 3 hours into the day, right from the sunrise, afilo haya anus lo yatzadei chovas Kriya Shema abon aso. You definitely have not fulfilled your obligation of Kriya Shema in its proper time. But remember, Kriya Shema has a unique thing because it's part of tefillah, but it's also Torah. So Ella Hariyu Kikore B'Torah, right? But he's still, it's as if he's reading Torah, so there's still a value in saying Kriya Shema even after Zman Kriya Shema. Kol Yom Afilu Icher V'Kar Achashal Shos. And you would still make the bracha before and afterwards, okay? And that's also an important point. There are those who maintain, there's a position that exists, right, that you never can say Kriya Shema, right, without the brachas before and afterwards. The Rambam's implying here that Kriya Shema exists specifically in tefillah with those brachas before and after around it, right? So there are those who would say that if I was in shul, right, and let's say I didn't say Kriya Shema, I said Kriya Shema before Tzitzit Kochavim, you could make an argument that you would have to say it, with Berachos Kriya Shema before and after. Even more so, right, there's the idea of, let's say someone, I lost my train of thought. Anyway, so that's an important point. The idea that Kriya Shema was set up in a way that with the brachas. So when your chi of Kriya Shema isn't just to read the psukim, it's to read this entire set of brachos with Kriya Shema sandwiched in between those brachos. That's the way it was set up. Okay? Okay. Perek Beis Alach Aleph, now we get into Kavana, right? And how you're supposed to read it. Okay? So in Alach Aleph, the Rambam says that Kore es Shema, the lo kiven libo of a pasuk rishon, shehu Shema Yisrael, lo yatsa dechovasa. Now again, he gets this from the Gemara, but obviously the point's pretty clear. The essence of Kriya Shema is recognizing Yichud Hashem. I mean, that is the essential thing. So a person has to have Kavana for that. V'asharim lo kiven libo yatsa. But if he didn't have Kavana for the rest of it, he still fulfills his obligation. Afilu haya kore b'torah kedarko, o magias aparshios elu ba'onas kriya yatsa, v'hu shekiven libo b'pasuk rishon. I can even, and this is fleshed out from the Gemara, but a person can even go ahead and imagine he's learning, right? Imagine you're learning, and you stop, you say you have Kavana for the first pasuk of Shema, and then you go back and you read Vahafta as if you're learning Torah, right? Or like you're checking, like let's say you're reading from a Sefer Torah, and you're checking to see, if everything was written correctly. So you're reading it, you're proofreading it to check it. In those situations, you're still Yotze, okay? Which again, not to get too deep into it, the Gemara takes this up, but it's an issue of what it means to be a Kore, right? Is a Kore simply scanning with your eyes? Does it mean a certain type of reading, etc.? Now, Lacha Beis, the Rambam says, Ka'ol Adam Karan Kedarkan. You can read it in any position you want to. Bein Omdin, Bein Mahalchin, Bein Shochvin, Bein Rochvin, Agave Behema. So it could be standing, walking, lying down, riding on an animal, in a car, whatever it might be. V'asr, it's forbidden though, Likros Kriya Shema V'hu Muto Alpanav Tochos Bekarka, O Mushlach Agave Alpanav Lamala. But you can't be lying on your stomach or lying on your back. Okay, that you can't do. So you can't be lying on in your bed, let's say, lying on your back, and then say Kriya Shema in that position. So what would you do? Ava korehu hu shochav al tzido. So you kind of lean on your side. Okay? Vimaya bal basa harbe. Let's say the person's very, very overweight. Veni yachol hisapech al tzido. Right? And then, let's say he's on his back, and he's just physically incapable of lying on his side. O shahaya chola. Or let's say he's sick. No temat latzido v'kore. Then he just tries to just adjust his position ever so much to the side. Meaning, it's not necessarily a din being on the side. It's more an idea of breaking the position of lying on your back. So for someone who's unable to really turn over all the way, as long as he's done something, he's demonstrating he's not lying on his back anymore. Okay? However, there's one caveat in Halacha Gimel. Misha ha-mahalech al-raglav, but let's say you're walking, omei b'pasuk rishon, v'ashar kor v'hu mahalech. You have to stop, meaning you have to stand still when you recite Shema, because it's going to be very difficult to have kavana while you're walking. But the rest you can do while walking. Haya yasham mitzaren oso, ma'irin oso, ad yirka pasuk rishon, okay, let's say a guy's sleeping, okay, and it's Zman Kriya Shema. You wake him up, and you kind of shake him and wake him up to make sure that he says the first pasuk, in order to, again, with Kavana, right? And then you let him go back to sleep, okay? So a person has to be awake cognizant in order to say that first pasuk, and you're allowed to wake the guy up for that purpose. That comes other cases with when you're at work, okay, or involved in other activities. So halacha dal mishai osik b'malacha. So let's say you're at work, mafsik achi yikra parsha rishona kula. Okay, so there, what you would do is you stop, okay, It doesn't mean you have to stop working, but in other words, when it's time to say Kriya Shema, you stop working and you have to read the entire first parsha. So not just Shema, but the entire first parsha. V'chein ha'omanim b'telim malachdam b'parsha rishona. Right, and so too, like expert workers, okay, also have to stop from their malacha for the first parsha. I mean, you can't, let's say I'm a tree picker. I can't pick trees and say the first parsha at the same time. Why? Kadesh lo tehe l'kriyasan arai. Okay, Vashar Karehu Kadarka Vosek Mulachta. But the rest of Kriyashma he could read while he's working. Okay? I'm not saying this is an ideal, but the point is that a person will still be Yotzei. So there is one moving of the goalpost, so to speak, when it comes to the first parsha. What do you call it? That you see that there's an idea that it's not enough to simply, in other words, a person can walk, let's say, and say parts of Kriyat Shema, but here, when a person's working, certain parts you could do while working, and certain parts you can't. Afilo haya om brosha ilan, brosha koso. So even if he's standing in a tree, okay, he works in a tree. Korebim komo v'arach lefanei akreya. He can stay in that makom, okay. He can stay up in the tree, and then he says birchas Kriyat Shema as he's supposed to, okay. And the Gemara that over there that takes it up gets into the issue of is how much of a distraction is it to be in those situations. Now, halacha hey, haya osek b'talma Torah. We all know this from the Haggadah, right? If someone's involved in learning Torah, the yigia zman Kriyat Shema, and the zman for Kriyat Shema comes, posek v'kora, he stops, he reads, umuvarach lefanei achareya, and says birchos Kriyat Shema. However, haya osek b'tzarchi rabim, which is a huge category, lo yivsok, he doesn't stop, el yigmor iskan, v'yikra im nishar es likros. Amazing idea. So if a person's involved in the needs of the congregation, of the public, all right? So in that situation, he doesn't have to. He doesn't stop when the Zman Kriyashma hits. He does not. Rather, he finishes his activities in assisting the Tibor, and then hopefully, if he has time left, he still reads Kriyashma. So the Rambam is actually saying, in this situation, a person's, if it's regular learning, then you have to stop. But if you're Osik with Sarchi Tibor, then it's an interesting idea. What it called? You're not supposed to stop in that situation, even if it means you might miss Zman Kriyat Shema. Halacha Vav, yeah. Now, let's say you're eating. Halacha Vav. Haya Osek Be'Achila. Oshahaya Be'Merchatz. Or you're in the Shvitz. Oshahaya Osek Be'Tisporas. You're getting a haircut. Oshahaya Mahapech Be'Oros. So you work in a tannery. Oshahaya Oskin Bedin. Or you're involved in judgment. In all these cases, Gomer. So you do finish those. Okay. V'Acha Korah Kriyat Shema. So it's interesting that when it comes to melacha, right, like work activities, the Rambam learns that in a way to mean that there's natural points where a person can stop, right, and say Kriyat Shema. But when it comes to things like eating, it seems like the nature of a seuda doesn't lend itself to interruption, right? It's just not, seuda's not made for that. Like seuda's like it's a continuum, okay? Or let's say the merchatz also, or getting a haircut, right? There aren't like discrete moments in getting a haircut. It's a process, and therefore, once you're engaged in it, so then you would say Kriyat Shema afterwards. However, v'imaya misyare shem yavor zman kriyo pasak v'kara reza meshubach. But if a person realizes he's concerned that if he ends up finishing the haircut, he's going to miss zman Kriyat Shema, therefore he stops, that's definitely praiseworthy. So even though halakha gives you an out, which is the nature of these activities don't lend themselves to discrete moments to stop, nonetheless, if a person does do that because he's afraid he's going to, because he's afraid he's going to miss Zman Kriyat Shema, so he's definitely praised for doing that. So now the Rambam says in the Halacha Zayin, Misha Yara Litval. Okay, now let's say someone's going to the mikvah. Okay, Im Yochel Lalos Ul Hiskasos Kodem Shetanei Tzachama Yala V'Yiskase V'Yikra. So again, in that situation, a person's in the mikvah, he's not dressed. Okay, so what should he do? He should, if possible, get out of the mikvah, right? Cover himself up, right, before hanetz, okay, and then read Kriyat Shema. Vimhaya misyare shema tanei tzachama kodem she yikra, all right. If a person's afraid that the sun's going to rise, right, before he reads yiskase b'mayim shu omi b'hem yikra, he can actually stay in the water. He can rely on the water as being a kisui, right. So even though he's unclothed, the water, in a sense, functions in a way to keep him covered, and he can say Kriyat Shema. However, v'lo yiskasa, but he should not cover up, lo b'mayim eroim, shreichan ra, right, v'lo b'mayim mishra, v'lo b'mayim tzlulin, neish arvaso nearest behen. However, you got to be careful, okay? It can't be very clear water, right? And it can't be, I'll get to that second round. It can't be in clear water, and it can't be like in water that smells bad. Right, so sewage would be a bad option. So it has to be like cloudy water. Meaning, if you're going to rely on this idea of being in the water to say Kriyat Shema, it has to be that you can't see your erva. Okay.